Offside.
10 let nasilja tudi na Veliko noč. Lepo pozdravljeno, vesolno poslušalstvo Radija Študent na ta prazničen ponedeljek. Pirhi, šunka, klobase, hren in potica, klasična slovenska velikonočna so veselica. Poudarek v današnjem offside-u pa ne bo simbolika in pomen tega največjega krščanskega praznika, zato bodo poskrbeli drugi mediji. Na valovih 89,3 bomo raje kot da govorimo o barvanju jajc, spregovorili o farbanju. Torej, ne o barvanju jajc, ampak o farbanju. Veliko noč vsako leto praznujejo tudi palestinski kristjani oziroma natančneje poskušajo obeleževati. Izraelske oblasti namreč vsako leto pred Veliko nočjo uvedejo številne prepovedi gibanja, zaprajo nemalo cerkva in pred božje hrame postavijo vojake. V preteklih letih smo bili tako priča nasilnim obračunavanjem med lokalnim palestinskim življem krščanske veroizpovedi in izraelskimi represivnimi organi. Naj spomnimo še, da je Izrael leta 2005 prav tako zaprl stari del mesta Jeruzalem za palestinske kristjane, domnevno zaradi varnostnih razlogov. Palestinski novinar Abed Samara nam je orisal ključne težave pri obiskih svetih krajev na velikonočne praznike.
In first, you know, we have something here for the Christians called the holy line. This holy line comes from Nazareth to Jerusalem to Bethlehem. All through Palestine. So, in fact, Bethlehem is in the West Bank, Jerusalem is in under Israeli occupation, and Nazareth is inside Israel. So, Christians used to pass through this line. Now, this is impossible because the Palestinians are not allowed from the West Bank to go to Nazareth or to go to Jerusalem to the Holy Sepulchre to visit that area and for the Easter. And in fact, we are talking about the Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, who are not allowed to go freely. They have to apply for permits, and the Israelis don't allow everyone to go. They have to apply a month in advance so that they might get some permits. And here it's more restricted than last year and the year before, and it's becoming more and more restricted by the Israelis. They claim that they can't give permits to everyone for security reasons. I don't know what kind of security.
Jasno je, da razlog ni varnostne narave, ampak zgolj kontinuirana okupacijska politika Izraela. Prejšnji teden smo že poročali, da je postala Palestina 123. članica Mednarodnega kazenskega sodišča v Hagu, za katere članstvo si je sicer prizadevala že vse od njenega nastanka. Palestini bo članstvo omogočilo vlaganje primerov proti izraelskim osebam, odgovornim za vojne zločine na okupiranem palestinskem ozemlju. Ne bodo pa mogli tožiti države, saj sodišče za to ni pristojno. Kljub temu je nekdani minister za ekonomijo Basem Huri, sicer palestinski kristjan iz Jeruzalema, izjavil, citiramo, od lanskoletne velike noči je ena bistvena razlika. Palestina je letos članica Mednarodnega kazenskega sodišča. Pravico do svobodnega izražanja veroizpovedi in pravico do obiska svetih krajev bomo, če bomo tudi v bodoče zavrnjeni, iskali na sodišču. A kot nadaljuje Samara, ne bodo vlagali posameznih primerov.
They are grouping several issues, several violations by Israel together and going to the court for a stronger case instead of going case by case, like not allowing people to go to Jerusalem, like settlements alone, like not allowing people to travel to abroad from Palestine to the world, or restricting some goods to come to Palestine. Anyways, so there are several violations. So they don't want to go violation by violation to the court. They want to go with the group with several violations, that this case will be stronger in front of the ICC.
Izraelske oblasti so zaradi sprejetja Palestine v mednarodno kazansko sodišče sprva zamrznile, kasneje pa tudi zasegle več 100 milijonov dolarjev palestinskega davkoplačevalskega denarja. Prejšnji petek so jim vrnile le del. Tretjino, torej 200 milijonov, so jim zasegli, ker kot trdijo, so jim palestinci dolžni za dobavo električne energije, vode in za vodenje bolnišnic.
The Palestinians demanding around 600 million that Israel is taking. This is the Palestinian money. The Israelis send or keep around 200 million, and they claim that these millions are for electricity, because Israel is providing the Palestinians with electricity and also with fuel. Gas, benzene and other goods. The Palestinians say that the Israelis the debt on the Palestinians only 50 million, not 200 million, and because of that the President Abbas issued an order not to accept this money, to turn them back. The 400 that the Israelis delivered to the Palestinian Authority.
Novinar Samara pove, da bodo v primeru stotine zaseženih milijonov bodi si zahtevali arbitražo, druga verjetnejša možnost pa je, da bodo primer predali mednarodnemu kazenskemu sodišču.
Or we go to the ICC. In fact, the Palestinians here are suffering a lot, because the employees are getting almost half of their salaries, and the economic situation is deteriorating, because Israel is not allowing, not you know, delivering this this money for the Palestinians, which is consisting around 70% of the income of the Palestinians.
Ja, pri najstarejši palestinski organizaciji za človekove pravice Al-Haq so upozorili, da ne bo nič drugače, ko bodo sveti praznik prihodnji konec tedna praznovali pravoslavci. Tudi njih bodo pričakale prepovedi in zaprte cerkve.